we've got Patrick from HearNotes.com. And you're looking dapper today. You're looking great.
I had a presentation to make a few minutes ago, so I thought I'd put my best foot forward.
Awesome. So making me look bad here. So
hey, I'll be gone in a few minutes. Don't worry.
Don't worry. So let's talk about HearNotes. And I've read about your product. I'm really excited with what you're doing here. So let's talk about it.
Absolutely. So we've got, of course, the packaging here, but let's see what's going on inside.
Sure.
Bear with me. This is the only unit I'm carting around right now to show people. But HearNotes are the first truly wire-free earbud solution for premium mobile music listening. Set that aside here.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So this, of course, is the charging case and the transport device. So HearNotes are the first truly wire-free earbud solution for premium mobile music listening.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get up in there. Go ahead, Chip. Go ahead.
And it combines a breakthrough technology that is superior to Bluetooth and some pretty cool cutting-edge design features that we'll kind of get into. And that's how it looks and how it works.
So one thing I noticed right off the bat, and I know you folks can't see this at home, but I noticed on the backside you've got a USB jack there.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm assuming then that you're using wireless charging.
That would be correct.
So is the actual headphones inside?
Yes, sir.
Let's take a look.
Let's pop open the box and see what we have. All right. So
the charging
base not only allows you to securely store and protect your earbuds and transmitter, which we'll get into that in just a second, but this little indent rivet here actually will come packaged with a 4-foot USB cord.
Right.
And then underneath the foam, I'll just let you take my word for it, there's actually a place for a USB adapter.
Okay.
So what will happen is you will take the 4-foot cord, you'll plug it in, and then, of course, that will go into the adapter, which will plug into the wall, and then when you're ready to charge the units, you'll set them on top, and you've got a 5-bar LED fuel gauge to let you know progress.
Oh, that's awesome. So no more am I going to have to, find the little hole in the earbuds and charge them that way. I just drop them on here in a nice, stylish case, and they just charge wirelessly. So how long does it take to charge the headphones then?
About comparable to what you'd expect from your phone.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do would probably put them on either during the day when you're going to bed at night or something like that. But it would probably take a couple hours.
And then what is the actual duration? How long can you wear them on a single charge?
4 hours.
4 hours. So let's actually look at the actual earbuds themselves.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's pop them out and let you kind of hold them in your hand so you get an idea of the weight.
And I think the thing that's important here, folks, and let's look at the other one too, we can leave it in, is that it's premium, right? The sound quality on this. So let's talk about the sound quality on these and what you've got, the technology inside the HearNotes themselves.
So there's two dimensions that make this premium sound quality. The first is the core wireless technology. It's called Clear. It's used right now in high-end automotive, so it's not like something that hasn't been tried and tested.
Right.
But we're actually taking it a step further and putting it into earbuds. That way we can really get some true, pristine, hi-fi stereo audio, and we can do it in a pair of wire-free, untethered, and pretty small ergonomic earbuds.
Right.
So that's the first dimension of it. The second dimension of it is that those are going to be equipped with premium speakers. So balanced armature receivers for the kind of the high fidelity sound to really cap off both the uninterrupted transmission of the sound and then finally being delivered through some quality premium speakers.
Okay. So what about this unit here? What's the story on that?
All right. Well, in order to take advantage of the Clear technology, at least with this generation, what you're going to do is take this transmitter and you're going to plug it into any device with the standard headphone jack.
Yep.
So you could think your phone, your MP3 player, your television, your computer, if you're a musician, which I am as well. This is always helpful if you don't want to bother anybody and play a guitar or electric stage piano. So that's all you do, and then you've got up to 50 feet of true wire-free range.
Okay, so 50 feet on that, and And what really makes a difference here is the quality of the sound. You're not talking about just some standard earbuds you're plugging into your head, you know, into your ears. And that's really what it's all about, right?
It's about that and the fact that most of the Bluetooth alternatives still have a wire from ear to ear.
That's right, they do.
So they call it wireless. We're very clear to call this wire-free. And Bluetooth, even though it does a lot of different things, it was never designed for music streaming. And we thought it was silly to just continue defaulting to something that was never really designed for what, you know, a lot of people really appreciate about music on the go, which is to have the quality piece of it as well. So we used a wireless protocol that was built for hi-fi stereo audio streaming.
So where do you... Go ahead, Todd.
I was just going to ask, do you have different sizes of ear cups for that?
Absolutely. So there's going to be at least three different ear tips, maybe five, and then the ear hook itself should be another way to securely snug it, securely fit it on your ear. That way you can move around. And
yeah, just mainly talking about, you know, some people's ear canals, different sizes, so...
Yep, we got people that like the cone-shaped ones, the one that somehow, like, expands inside the ear. Yep. But ultimately, it should occlude it and create a nice seal, secure fit.
What do you foresee then? You know, is this product now available on the market? Are you guys selling this right now?
We're looking to have this thing starting to ship first quarter.
In first quarter.
To standard retailers.
And what do you expect your retail on this is going to be? Have you set a price yet?
$349.
So you're definitely, it is going after premium user. Who do you expect then is going to be your demo for this? Is it going to be musicians? Is it going to be, because I don't see my kids ordering these, but it's going to go after a certain audiophile type of a person that likes the high quality audio. Who do you think your customer base is going to be then? Have you defined that?
How old are your kids?
I have a 17-year-old.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And 25, 18. So maybe it's that stage.
So what our research has indicated is that 18 to 35-year-old demographic is pretty particular about really not liking the wires and wanting to still have audio quality and something that is still cool to wear and show to their friends.
Right.
Now, that may not be, you know, maybe what some other guys have in terms of the marketing push behind it.
Right, right.
But they're still going to be able to be active. They're still going to be able to, you know, have something that looks very presentable and potentially something that they can even show off because it's going to be the next, you know, new thing in audio.
Yeah.
I don't think the price is going to be anything that you have to worry about because I've got a kid that wants – he's got the $350 Beats headset, so...
You said it.
That's in the same price range.
But at the same time, he's dragging a wire around, and...
You stated... Thank you for mentioning that.
And that's the thing, even with the Bluetooth ones that have the wire between them, those wires break after a while.
They do. They absolutely do. And you know what's funny? That under 25... is a third of the premium market buyers.
Interesting.
They have the lowest disposable income.
So it tells you how much I know, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think something that we should really emphasize is sticking down there and letting them charge.
Yeah.
You know, because now I don't have to have two, you know, USB holes in it. It just sticks in. It does it wirelessly. You pop them out. You drop them on the tray, and you're done. And it's a presentable case. You know, that's the main thing. And obviously, that doesn't have to be charged, but... you know, 3-4 hours, you're up, you're running, you're back up, and you have, you know, that's the thing. I love this wireless charging stuff so much. It's just makes things look cool, neat.
That's
you
it.
Know, yeah, it really does.
We may not have LeBron James sporting a pair, but when they put it on, it glows, and so it gives them the little ooh-ah factor.
Oh, that's even cooler, yeah.
So until we get somebody important, then at least we can hopefully impress them with the way that it's looking and how it works.
Yeah, so you're the founder of the company, the CEO. What was your motivation behind this product? Because, you know, every product has a story, so what was really the story for you guys?
Well, it didn't really make any sense to me that the problem was not being adequately solved. I had a little bit of a flash of, you know, intuitive insight, I guess you could say, about a little over a year ago, where I kind of imagined something like this, at least in concept, where I could go to the gym, I could walk around the house, I could work at my desk, and I could finally just shed these darn wires.
Right.
And I thought, surely somebody's done this. Surely somebody's done this in a way that is going to be, you know, acceptable for me to be seen wearing out in public and not look like I'm a character on Star Trek.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, found that it was not the case. And there, you know, really was an opportunity there. And it was clear that I was not the only one that was a little bit, you know, peeved by what the circumstances were. It just was kind of, in a strange way, something that you, it was obvious to everybody, and, but you just had to take a minute to think about it. Did a little research, found that there was this technology that existed that made it possible and could finally just evolve the industry, potentially, and had to get, of course, the permission of the semiconductor that owned it and really explain our vision and how we would be different than maybe another company that had tried it in the past and didn't get it quite off the ground. And that's where we are and today, and hopefully the public takes. But so far, it's been pretty encouraging reception from the public.
Well, I'm excited about this being on the street and being available.
I was just thinking, you got any future thoughts of adding in the capability of microphone and ability for using with the cell phone?
Great question. Are we out of time?
Nope, go ahead.
Okay, I apologize. These units are not equipped with a mic. The clear technology is for, you know, if you're looking to answer your phone and not have the phone, you know, basically nearby, that's going to be somewhat of an issue. But otherwise, you know, I will say this, we are looking into all sorts of possibilities for Generation 2 and beyond.
Very, very cool. Well, folks, HearNotes.com is the company. We're actually going to have a team in their booth tomorrow. We're actually going to go to their booth and see the full product line, meet and basically meet your entire team tomorrow and walk through. So look forward to seeing this come to market. You want to go to HearNotes.com. Can they pre-order now?
It's not for pre-order, so they will be. We will keep them informed when this thing hits stores.
And so will we. We'll let you guys know as well when HearNotes is available and available for sale. We'll be talking about them. We'll follow up with you guys in a few months when it's up and available. But congratulations and good luck with the product. Thanks for also being one of our partners here at CES. And we look forward to, again, seeing this come to market. Thank you so much.
Look forward to you getting a chance to hear for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.